ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ 15th ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ 3rd ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಸೆಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಟೂ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ comprises of mantras 1 and 2, which talk about the upasana portion. And what was the upasana? It is virat upasana. And what type of virat? Kosha rupena virat upasana. Kosha means a treasure box. In this form, virat upasana is done. And then japa will come. And what is the phalam? It is also interesting. The phalam is putra marana abhavaha. Freedom from the death of the son, even when the parents are alive. That is, the upasaka will not suffer from putra shoka. Of course, this is the palam for the kamya upasana, but for a Vedantic seeker, it is nishkama upasana, and a person will get chitta shuddhi, chitta naishchalyam, chitta vaishalyam, and chitta aikagriyam, all those. But here sakama palam is mentioned, and the imagery of the treasure box, etc., were given, and the Palashruti was also mentioned in the last webinar. Now we will enter to the next part of this section, which talks about the japa. Let us read. Arishtam kosham prapadye amuna amuna amuna, pranam prapadye amuna amuna amuna, bhu prapadye amuna amuna amuna, ಭುವ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಮುನಾ ಅಮುನಾ ಅಮುನಾ, ಸ್ವಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಮುನಾ ಅಮುನಾ ಅಮುನಾ. ಸ ಯದವೋಚಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯ ಇತಿ, ಪ್ರಾಣೋ ವಾ ಇದಗುಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಭೂತಂ ಯದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ತಮೇವ ತತ್ ಪ್ರಾಪಪ್ಸಿ. ಅಥ ಯದವೋಚಂ ಭೂಃ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯ ಇತಿ, ಪೃಥಿವೀಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ದಿವಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ತದವೋಚಂ. ಅತ ಯದವೋಚಂ ಭುವ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯ ಇತಿ, ಅಗ್ನಿಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ವಾಯುಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಆದಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ತದವೋಚಂ. ಅತ ಯದವೋಚಗುಂ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಪದ್ಯ ಇತಿ, ಋಗ್ವೇದಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಸಾಮವೇದಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ತದವೋಚಂ ತದವೋಚಂ ಇತಿ ಪಂಚದಶ ಖಂಡಃ. So this portion from the 3rd mantra to the last, the 7th mantra of this section, is supposed to be the japa portion, which is part of the previous upasana, and the palam for the sakama upasana is putra dirghayutva siddhihi, long life for the son. And here the mantra only says, I surrender to this kosha rupa virat prapadye sharanagatim karomi, I do surrender. So the upasana is for the son to have a long life, enjoy the karma phala, and not have any apamrityu. And not only I surrender to Kosharupa Virat, but pranam prapadye, I surrender to prana also. So 5 items are mentioned here in this shloka. Number 1 Virat, number 2 pranaha, 3rd bhuhu, bhuvaha prapadye, and bhuvaha, ಭೂಹು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭುವಹ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ, ಭೂಹು ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಭುವಹ ಇಸ್ ಭುವಹ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ, ಸುವಹ ಇಸ್ ಸುವಹ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೆ, ಅಂಡ್ ಲೇಟರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಭೂಹು ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ 3 ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಭೂಲೋಕ, ಭುವರ್ಲೋಕ, ಅಂಡ್ ಸುವರ್ಲೋಕ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಅಂಡ್ ಭುವಹ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ 3 ದೇವತಾಸ್, ಅಗ್ನಿದೇವತಾ, ವಾಯುದೇವತಾ, ಅಂಡ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ, ಅಂಡ್ ಸುವಹ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ 3 ವೇದಾಸ್, ಋಗ್ವೇದ, ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ, ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾಮವೇದ. So I surrender to all of them, and for what purpose? It says, Amuna, Amuna, Amuna. Here, Amuna means as it were. That's a dash. You fill up the blank. We are supposed to fill up the name of the Putra, the son. If the Putra's name, for example, is Krishna, for example, then Krishna Sharmana, Krishna Sharmana, Krishna Sharmana, Prapadye. Amuna, 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 Krishna Sharmana, Krishna Sharmana, Krishna Sharmana, Prapadye. So it is repeated thrice to have the effect, that effect. This being a proxy karma, for the sake of the Putra's longevity, I am surrendering to the Lord. And this is the essence of this upasana. And tad avocham, tad avocham. This is to be chanted after filling the names, Krishna's name, Rama's name, whatever be the son's name. Along with this upasana, then this prayojanam is over. So with the 15th section, is also over with this. Now the next two sections, they deal with the Purushasya Yajna Kalpana. Looking upon the very life of a person itself as an yajna. Here Purushaha refers to not the Atma, but Sharira. So Karyakarana Sangatasya Yajna, Yajna Kalpana. So this is imagination. And the palam is supposed to be Purushasya Dirghayutva Praptihi, the long life for the person who does the upasana. Previously, Putrasya Dirghayutva Praptihi, that is for the son. Now, Swastya Dirghayutva Praptihi, for the upasaka himself. So, one of the commentators, he says, if the son lives long with lot of prosperity, the parents also would like to live long and see the growth of the son also, how well he is doing, how nice his life is. So it is the happiness of the parent. So the father wants longevity also. So section 16 and 17, they talk about this. Now let us read section 16. Shodasa Khandaha. Purushovava yajnaham tasya yani chaturvikumshati varshani tat pratas savanam Chaturvigum Satyakshara Gayatri Gayatram Pratas Savanam Tadasya Vasavo Anvayataha Pranavava Vasavaha Yetehi Idagum Sarvam Vasayanti Tanchet Yetasmin Vayasi Kindit Upatapet Sabruyat Pranavasavaha Idam Me Pratas Savanam Madhyandinagum Savanam Anusantanuteti Maham prananam vasunam madhye yajno vilopsi eti uddhaivat tata eti aghado ha bhavati atha yani chatuschatvarigum satvarshani than madhyandinagum savanam chatuschatvarigum sadakshara trishtupad traishtubam madhyandinagum savanam tadasya rudra anvayattaha pranavava rudraha Yetehi idagum sarvagum rodayanti tanchet yetasmin vayasi kinchit upatapet sabruyat pranarudraha idam me madhyandinagum savanam tritiya savanam anusantanuteti maham prananam rudranam madhye yajno vilopsi yeti agadoha bhavati Atayani Ashtachatvarigum Sadvarshani Tat Tritiya Savanam Ashtachatvarigum Sadakshara Jagati Jagatam Tritiya Savanam Tadasya Aditya Anvayataha Pranavava Adityaha Yetehi Idagum Sarvama Dadate Tanchet Yetasmin Vayasi Kinchit Upatapeta Sabruyat Prana Adityaha Idam me tritiya savanam ayuranusantanuteti maham prananam adityanam madhye vilopsi yeti uddhaivatata yeti agadohaiva bhavati etaddasmavai tadvidvanaha mahidasa aitareyaha sakim ma etadupatapasi sohamanena napreshyamiti saha shodasam varshasatam ajivat Praha Shodasam Varshasatam Jivati Yayevam Vedam Iti Shodasha Khandaha. So this whole section is looking at the life of a person as an yajna. And the whole life is divided into three portions. Because every day of a human being, A Vedic human being who follows the Vedic principles and tradition, every day is divided into three portions. Prataha, prataha, the morning part of the day, and madhyan dinam, the noon part, and sayam, evening part of the day. And according to the tradition, everyone should do special prayers in each of these three parts. Each one is a sandhya time, the joining. Prataha is the joining between the previous night and the morning. And madhyan dinam, the sandhi between forenoon and afternoon. And sayam is this joining between the evening and night. So a person has to offer oblations in the form of prayers called savanam. And the morning oblation is called pratasavanam. Noon oblation is called madhyan dinam savanam, and evening oblation is called sayam savanam. Just as we have sandhyavandanam also, pratha sandhyavandanam, madhyan dinam madhyannikam, and sayam sandhyavandanam. So that is why there is a term called trishavanaha snanam. Before each ritual, one has to take bath also. Now the whole life is divided into these three rituals. And how many years are taken for doing this for the entire life? It says the first 24 years is supposed to be the pratasavanam part of the day. And madhyan dinam savanam is supposed to be the next 44 years. So 24 plus 44 becomes 68 years already. And the third savanam is supposed to be the next 48 years. That means according to Vedas, the full span of life of a human being is 24 plus 44 plus 48, namely 116 years. So 116 years is supposed to be the Purna Ayuhu of a human being. Okay. And for each of the savanams, a chandas and a devata, they are also mentioned. Chandas means a Vedic meter that we know. Because whenever we do a ritual, mantras are chanted, which are set to 1 meter or the other. So it is the entire life like a mantra now. So our very life is like a mantra, and therefore a meter also is given. So for pratasavanam, the meter is Gayatri Chandaha. And madhyan dinam savanam, the meter is Trishtup Chandaha. And for sayam savanam, it is Jagati Chandaha. Actually, some of these names are familiar to us in Sandhyavandana Karma for those who do it. Before Gayatri Japam, it comes Gayatri, Ushnik, Anushtup, Brihati, Pankti, Trishtup, Jagati, Chandamsi. So Gayatri is supposed to have 24 letters. We have already seen this. And therefore, the first 24 years is Gayatri Pradhanam life. And Trishtup meter is supposed to have 44 letters. And therefore, the Madhyan Dinam Savanam, consisting of 44 years, is dedicated to Trishtup meter. And the last part of life is dedicated to Jagati Chandaha, which is supposed to have 48 letters. Thus, number of years of life depends upon the number of letters in each of these meters. Then we may wonder, what is the advantage of this imagination? This is a kalpana. The idea is, when we look upon the very life as chando, rupam, etc., then we will develop a value, a sacredness. Otherwise, life will not get that value. We will have a religious attitude, pavitrata, pavanata, they all will come. Only when it is associated with an yajna. Thus, life is an yajna having three savanams, three chandas, and three devatas. And each part of life is preceded and blessed by one devata or the other. And who are those three devatas? For the pratasavanam, for the first 24 years of life, the vasus, they are the devatas. They are the guardian, presiding deities. And for the madhyan dinam savanam, the rudras, ekadasha rudras, ashtavasus, ekadasha rudras. And sayam savanam, adityas, all these adityas, they are supposed to be the presiding devatas. So even though the Upanishad does not give the reason, Shankaracharya says, the first 24 years is very lively and youthful life because it is asti, Jayate Vardate. If you remember the Shad Vikaras from Tattvabodha, Asti Jayate Vardate Viparinamate Apakshiyate Vinashyati. So Asti Jayate Vardate. Vardate means growing period, growth period, full of life, bubbling with life. And so Vasu, Vasus are the devatas. So Vasayati Iti Vasuhu makes a person full of life. Okay. There afterwards, Asti Jayate Vardate. Then what is the next two? Viparinamate Apakshiyate. Again, care of Tatubhoda. That the change and decay, Viparinamate changes, Apakshiyate decay starts, the you know, the tooth falls and the grays, the hairs become gray. Gray and the hair also recedes, all kinds of things, knee pain, all those pains can happen. So for the second Savanam, that is from the 25th year to the 68th year of life, it is presided by the Rudras. And Shankaracharya says, Rudra is what? Rodayati iti Rudraha, one who makes a person cry. Because during this transformation only, all this blood pressure, cholesterol, all those various things, sugar, everything come back, pain, knee pain, all those things come. So this is the middle age, as it were, with lot of problems, and Rudra is the Adi Devata. One has to pray to him. Okay, for the third Sayam Savanam, Aditya is the presiding deity, and Shankaracharya gives the reason, Adate Sva Samipam is Adityaha. Time for picking up, packing up the all of the packages have to be packed up now to leave. So the Lord is absorbing back those people as it were. The Lord swallows them or takes them away. Adate means taking back. So after Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, what is the last one? Vinashyati. So this is the Shad Vikaras, sixfold modifications. Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viparinamate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyati. So these three devatas, they preside over the three parts of the yajna, of the entire life. So for the successful completion of the yajna, that is, for example, if we have to live 116 years, Purnayuho, we require the grace of these three devatas, that is Vasu, Rudra and Aditya. So the Upanishad says, whenever there is a problem, health problem and fear and all that, that yajna will be, that yajna has to be, there can be fear that the yajna, whether it could be continued or not, whether I will live all the 116 years. So means what? The person has ill health or he dies, you know, if it cannot continue. So we pray to the relevant devata. That is, when Pradasavanam is being disturbed, first 24 years of life, then I pray to the Vasus. Pray that my yajna be not discontinued. So that is why it is called Ma Vilopsiya. So it says, we are not giving the word by word meaning here, we are only giving the substance. O Lord Vasus, you are the very prana. You are presiding over my prana, my energy. So may I successfully go from the Pratas Savanam of 24 years to Madhyandina Savanam, next phase of my life. So he prays, Madhyandinam Savanam Anu Santanuta. Anu Santanuta means, take me up to the Madhyandinam Savanam. He can try, ask only up to that much to Vasus. And if there is a problem in the Madhyandinam Savanam, that is from 25 to 68 years of age, at that time we pray to Rudras. O Rudras, you are the prana, preside over my life. So let me complete the Madhyandinam Savanam and go to Sayam Savanam, next stage of my life. Similarly, if there is a problem of later, after 69 years, up to 116, if at all somebody lives up to 116, we pray to Aditya. O Aditya, you are presiding over my prana now. I cannot ask you to take to the next Savanam because there is no such thing. I have to get out. So no such thing. So let me finish this Savanam properly. So it is a prayer for good health. Health is not for bhogartham. Remember, health is for yajnartham. Life itself is an yajna. Not for pleasure, but for the sake of yajna. Then the details will come in the next section. But here it is only a general prayer. Therefore we say, this is meant for dirghayutva praptihi. And if a person follows this upasana, this kalpana, then he will live a full life of 116 years. That Palashruti is given in the last mantra. And while giving the Palashruti, the Upanishad gives an example of a person, Aitareya Mahidasaha. Aitreya Mahidasaha is the name of a rishi. So Aitreya is one of the Upanishads we have completed also already. His name is Aitreya Mahidasaha. And this rishi, whenever he had a problem, this rishi, he prayed to those devatas. And what happened to him? In each shloka, we will find the term Agataha Abhavat. Agataha means medicine actually. This prayer alone is the best medicine. Other medicines one can take, but unless the grace of the Lord is there, all those medicines will become useless. Therefore, Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, so all those prarthanas, that's they are the Agataha, they are the medicines. And having prayed thus, what did Mahidasa do? He challenged the diseases, it seems. Oh disease, let me see what can you do to me. Therefore he says, Saha Kim me yetat upatapati. The mantra has all this. Why are you afflicting me? When he challenged the disease, it seems the diseases went away and did not come near him. And thus, without any disease, he lived for how long? Shodasam varshashatam ajivat. He lived for 116 years, full life. That is why we find that actually in Andhra Pradesh, this is very common. The people always have the value of 116. When they give donation, they will give donations like $16, $116, or $1,116, all that numbers. So the idea is 116 is supposed to be full life, the duration of the yajna, life itself as an yajna. And therefore, the donation or dakshina, etc., they give based on this principle. So, shodasam varshasatam ajivate. And if kalpana was useful for Mahidasa, it will be useful for others also. So, it says, yaha evam veda. Whoever does this purusha kalpana, so yajna kalpana, he will also have a long life. Thus, with the previous section, putra dirghayitvam was mentioned, long life for the son. And in this section, Purusha Dirghayitvam, long life for the Upasaka, is prayed. Now comes the second part of the Yajna Kalpana, that is in the 17th section that we will read. Saptadasha Khandaha. Sa yadasishishati yad pipasati yanna ramate ta asya dikshaha ata yadashnati yad pibhati yad ramate tadubasadaireti ata yad dasati yad jakshati yan maitunam charati stuta shastrai reva dateti ata yattapo danam ardyavamahimsam satya vachanamiti ta asya dakshinaha tasmadahuho soshyatya soshteti punarutpadanamevasyam tanmaranameva avabhrutaha taddai tadgora angirasaha krishnaya devaki putrayam Ukto vacham apipasa evasababuva sontavelayam yetatrayam pratipadyetam akshitamasi achyutamasi pranasagum sitamasiti tatraite dve rucho bhavataha adit pratnasya retasaha udvayam tamasaspari jyoti pasyantaha uttaraswa pasyantaha uttaram devam Devatra Suryama Ganma Jyoti Ruttama Mithi Jyoti Ruttama Mithi Iti Saptadasha Khandaha. So this is the second part of the Purusha Yajna Kalpana that we just mentioned. Therefore, these two are not independent sections. We should take both as one Upasana, Purusha Yajna Upasana or Kalpana. So here some details of Yajna are given. Why do we compare the very life as an yajna? So if you have to compare, there must be some common features. So upamana upameyayoho madhye samanya dharmaha apekshitaha. So we have to see that. So what are the common properties of yajna and purusha jivitam life? Here five common properties are given, namely, first, lot of disciplines are there in an yajna, which will create lot of discomfort also. For example, taking diksha and putting oneself to a stringent discipline. What are the disciplines? Ahara niyama, cannot take anything and everything at any time one wants. and one has to lie on the ground only without any pillow, cannot leave the yagashala, sitting in front of fire. Actually, in many of these yajnas, they have to apply all this butter from head to foot, and they have to wear a silk cloth, and they cannot even brush their teeth, and they have to sit in the hot sun and do yajna. Look at that, extremely difficult. And they normally tie these two fingers, and with these three fingers only they have to. They cannot even scratch the body. Normally somebody will be there with a porcupine needle, and they will use that to scratch if the back has to be scratched. So it's a lot of discomfort. So they will cause a lot of discomfort. But he, the person who does the yajna karta, he does not look at them as discomfort, since they are done willingly. So this is a tapas. That is the difference between discomfort and discipline. So in life also, there are a lot of discomforts. And here it is said, it should also be taken as diksha, a tapas, disciplines of the yajna. And considers all such discomforts, like for example, if there is no power, no air conditioner, no fan, don't complain. Take it as tapas only. That is what is said here. Sa yadasi shishati, yad pipasati, yan naramate, ta asya dikshaha. Hunger, thirst, or pain, and so many others also. Yan naramate, heat, cold, and all those things, all discomforts, take them as diksha, as tapas. So the common factor is discomfort between life as an yajnam and an yajna as such being done, disciplines. And the next factor is yad ashnati, yad pibati, yad ramate, tadupasa daireti. In this yajna also, the first diksha day, the first day they take the diksha, that is supposed to be more painful because lot of vratams and disciplines are there on that day. And after this diksha day, the second day onwards, there are rituals. They are called upasad homas. In big yagas, those days are called upasad dinani. And in those days, disciplines are a little relaxed. They are less. And there are some relaxations like ahara niyama. One can take, for example, milk. They can take payovratam. So payobhakshanam they can take. Payas means milk. So compared to diksha days, the upasad days are supposed to be more comfortable. In life also, some days are better. Those comfortable days are to be compared to upasad dinani. That is what is said here. Yet ashnati, eats, they know, those days you eat well, pibati, drinks well, ramate, enjoys, tad upasadaihi. We have to add samanam. They are like the upasad days. So what a beautiful attitude in life itself, you know. So whenever we have difficulties, think of those difficulties as diksha dinam, tapas, no complaints. And whenever there is comfort, upasad dinam, troubles are gone, so enjoy it. Then atham yad dasati, yad jakshati, yan maitunam charati, stuta shastraireva tadeti. The third comparison. Another part of the rituals, that is stuta shastra, that is glorification of devatas. Two types of prayers are there to glorify the devatas. One is called stutam. Stutam is samagana. You recite the sama mantras, the glory, Rigveda mantras set to the tune of sung in the tune. That is called samaveda, that we have already seen earlier. So shastram means the very Rigveda mantras chanted without swaras. So Giti Rahita, Rahita mantra. So all those mantras recited without the tune is called shastram. And when they are recited with the tunes, it is called stutam. So if in musical form it is stutam, in ordinary form it is shastram. So these two types of glorifications are another part of the ritual. And what is the uniqueness of that? If it is a singing, people can join together. And if there is no tune also, people can join together. Veda goshaha. That means it is not one person, but a group of people. Veda goshaha, done by a group. Other part of rituals like ahuti and all, only the person, karta alone can do. Others cannot join. And it becomes an occasion with lot of sound. So many people recite. People enjoy also. Similarly, in life also, we find lot of different kinds of people. They have come. For example, you have some celebration in the house. Invite lot of people. They sit, they talk. And during that time, there's a noisy occasion. Lot of people talking, so many things. Lot of enjoyment. So, stuta shastraihi samanam. Life also is like that, and in the yajna also, it is like that. And yad dasati, dasati means here hasati, laughs. And yad jakshati, Dakshati means, you know, the bhakshayati, whatever they eat and all. And maithunam charati, enjoys the company of people. It is tuta shastraha samana. That is why we should not forget that the whole life is like an yajna. Even all those enjoyment, merry, everything is part of the yajna. Now comes the fourth comparison. Atha yat tapodhanam arjavam ahimsa satya vachanamiti ta asya dakshinaha. In life also, there is dakshina involved, as in yaga. In the yaga unit, if no yaga is complete without dakshina, yaga is incomplete otherwise. As was seen actually in the 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, vidhihinam srishtannam mantrahinam adakshinam shraddha virahitam yajnam tamasam parichakshate. So dakshina is an angam, is an organ of the ritual. Without that, the ritual is incomplete. And in human life also there is dakshina. And what is that dakshina? Following the values and virtues of life. And what are the values? Tapaha, a life of discipline. Dhanam, a life of charity. Maybe time, charity can be time, can be money, can be skill, can be words, any of them. Cash or kind or kindness. Then arjavam, straightforwardness. Not a double personality, straightforward person. Rijubhavaha. Riju means straight line. It's abstract noun means, it's abstract noun is arjava. Then ahimsa. Ahimsa means, you know, not cutting anybody even unintentionally. Then manasa vacha karmana. Then satya vachanam, speaking the truth. While giving dakshina also, it will look like a painful thing. Money is going away. I hoard into money, I'm giving away to somebody else. But even though outwardly giving dakshina appears to be a loss, really speaking, that dakshina gives me lot of punyam. Materially it may appear as a loss, spiritually it is a gain. Whenever we even go to a car mechanic, he charges you $130 or so per hour. When a priest comes to our place and then does a 3-4 years of 4 hours of puja, to give him some dakshina, that is the time we tighten our belts. Similarly, following the values seem to create certain material discomfort. Speaking truth may even lead to trouble perhaps. Following ahimsa is almost impossible these days. And arjavam in social life is difficult, being straightforward. Even they appear to be difficult, they are supposed to increase our dharma. That is the common factor in all of them. Outwardly they may be disadvantages, but inwardly, spiritually, they are all advantageous. Therefore, dakshina and virtues are equated. Then, tasmadahuhu soshyati asi asoshta iti punarutpadanameva asyat tanmaranameva avabrithaha. Then, first we will see the last portion, tanmaranameva avabrithaha. This is the final comparison. What is that? The end of the rituals is in the form of a snanam, called avabritha snanam, where the yajamana, the person who performs the yajna, and the main priests, all of them, they go around the yagashala and go to a river or a tank or some place, some punyatirtha. They have to go without turning back, it looks, and they have to take a dip there. And this makes the end of the ritual. And if our whole life is an yajna, what is the avabrita snanam? Maranameva. All the antyeshti karmas, it is the end of human life and compared to the avabrita snanam. Finally, the Upanishad makes a few beautiful grammar point also here, Sanskrit language. It says, yaga and life should be equated according to Sanskrit language also. In Sanskrit, there are two roots for word, two words. One is called sunoti. So, panchamaganaha, so parasmepadi. So, to extract soma juice from soma creeper. Sunoti means to extract soma juice from soma creeper, which is used for soma yaga. The extraction is called savanam or savaha. So, often the word savanam means soma yaga itself. And the second root is su, long, dirgam. Su, first is su, sunoti. Now, su, suyate. To give birth to. Therefore, savanam prasavaha. Okay, but in future tense also, both verbs will have the same form, soshyati. He will extract soma juice to the yajna, soshyati. And second meaning is sa soshyati, she will give birth to a child. So both are same form. Since the soshyati is commonly used for the origination of a human being through birth, and that of yaga, soma yaga, and therefore what? A human being and yaga are the same. Here also soshyati, a child will be born. There also soshyati, and yaga will be born. Similarly, in the past tense also, child is born, asoshtaha, and yajna has been done, is also asoshta. That is what that mantra says, asoshta and soshyati. The soshyati and asoshta in Sanskrit language indicates the birth of a child and birth of an yajna. And therefore also both are common. So with this, the purusha yajnatva kalpana is over. And the palam is what? Longevity. And of course, we will develop a value itself for life and won't look at life very cheaply. Now the section is concluded with the glorification and palashruti. Now, who learned this wisdom? It is said, Taddaitat gora angirasaha krishnaya devaki putraya ukto vacha. The disciple was devaki putraha Krishna. And who was his guru? Gora Angirasaha, he was the teacher. We don't have to enter into the discussion whether Krishna came first or Upanishad came first, Angirasaha came first, all that. Then we'll get lost in the discussion. Let us just only take it as if. So, Krishnayam, Devaki Putrayam, Uvacham. And afterwards, he talked about three rules to be followed at the time of Marana. So, Marana Kale, Kim Kartavyam, what are the three rules at the time to be done? And by whom? By a person who has led the life of yajna itself, for such a person, not for any person, he should repeat three things it is said. And what are those three? Yetatrayam pratipadyetha akshitamasi achyutamasi prana sagumsitamasi iti. He should address the Lord as akshitamasi, inexhaustible or without any defect or kshayarahitaha, O Lord. And then achyutamasi, you are free from nasaha. Chyuti means fall. Nasarahitaha. And prana samsitamasi, O Lord, you are in the form of the sukshma prana. Because we are talking at the end of life and we are glorifying the Lord who is in the form of the very prana itself. So prana tattvam is remembered at that time. Okay, having given this, two Rig mantras are quoted here in support of this idea. That is, my whole life must be in remembering the Lord and ultimately I should attain the Lord Himself. This is the primary goal of a Vaidika. So all other goals are incidental, secondary goals. I want to get a good job, good education, good wife, good family, all that. In support of all this, the Rig Mantras are given. Tatraite dve ruchau bhavataha. Two Rig Mantras are there. That's the last portion. So Atipatnasya retasaha Udvayam tamasaspari jyotihi pasyantaha uttaragam swapasyantaha uttaram devam devatra suryamaganma jyotiruttamamiti jyotiruttamamiti. That section. In fact, this is a general prayer done looking at the Surya Bhagavan. And we have a similar prayer in the Sandhyavandana Karma also. Udvayam tamasaspari pasyanto jyotiruttaram devam devatra suryam aganma jyotiruttamam uddvayam Ududyam jatavedasam devam vahanti ketavaham drishe vishwa yasuryam chitram devanam, all that mantras. And at the end of the mantra, there's a beautiful prayer. Pashye masharatashatam, jive masharatashatam, nanda masharatashatam, moda masharatashatam, bhava masharatashatam, srinava masharatashatam, brabrava masharatashatam, ajitasya masharatashatam, yogcha suryam drishe. Beautiful mantra. So what I should do in 100 years of my life, it's prayed. First, I am granted 100 years of life, that is first allowance. And in that 100 years, what should I do? Pashyema sharatas satam. Shatam sharataha. 100 years, let me look at the glorious effulgence of Surya Bhagavan, which indicates Chaitanyam. Jivema, let me live for 100 years. And what type of life? Nandama, very joyful life. Modama, enjoyful life. Bhavama, live very well. Shranavama, listen to noble things during that life. Brabravama, let me also talk about such noble things in life. And Ajitasyama, let me not be won over, conquered by anything. All this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi. They are all waiting to conquer me. Let me become Ajitaha, unwon, unconquered by all evil forces. Let me be victorious in my spiritual journey. Thus, constantly looking at the Surya Tejas, Brahma Chaitanyam, ultimately I should attain that Tejas itself. So, Suryam Aganma. Let me attain that Surya Bhagavan representing Ishwaraha. Deyasada Savitra Mandala Matyavarti Narayanaha, that Narayana. Therefore, looking at Surya, I should live my life and ultimately I should attain that Surya Devata. We should not take it literally again. So, constantly remembering that Brahma Tattvam Ishwaraha. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmaram Yudhyacharam. That's what Krishna said. This wonderful Sandhyavandana prayer is here, is given in a different form. So, Adit Pratmasya Retasaha, in fact, the first line is the first line of another Rig Mantra. And that mantra is not completed here. Therefore, after Adit Pratmasya Retasaha, we have to add two more lines from Rigveda, which are Jyotihi Pashyanti Vasaram Paro Yeti Dhyate Divi. So, these are the two lines that should be added to that. So, the essence of this Rig Mantra is what? Retas. Retas refers to Jagat Karanam Ishwaraha, Brahman. And which is Divi Vartate, beyond the world. The heaven, and here heaven means what? Beyond all the world, world and heaven. Heaven here means what? That Adyateshta Dashangulam of the Purushuktam. You know, that we saw in the previous webinar also. That Param Brahma, which is beyond the world. Pashyanti, the wise people. They are the people, the one who converts their life into yajna. Constantly they see, constantly they remember. It need not be Nirguna Brahman. It can be Saguna Ishwara also. And similarly, I also must see the same Saguna Ishwara Nirguna Brahman. So the second Rig Mantra is Udvayam Tamasas Parim Jyotihi Pashyanto Jyotiruttaram Devam Devatra Suryam Aganma Jyotiruttamam. The essence of this sloka is what? Here the Sanskrit is all Vedic Sanskrit. So old Vedic Sanskrit. So peculiar construction. Therefore, Uttaram Jyotihi, Uttamam Jyotihi, Chaitanyam Brahma, refers to Chaitanyam Brahma. And where is that? Devatra Devam, Chaitanyam is in the gods, Deveshu Vartamanam Jyotihi. And not only the Chaitanyam is in the Devas, Swaha, it is the Jyoti in me also. Sayascha Yam Purushe, Yascha Savadhitye, Sayekaha. Both are same. Whatever is there in that Purusha, whatever is in the Aditya and what is there in the Purusha, both are same. So that Jyotihi, Swarupam, Suryaha, Pashyantaha, constantly seeing them, contemplating on that. Ultimately, what should we do? Suryam Aganma. Let us become one with that Ishwara. Let me become one with Brahman. Become etc. All those things within quotes that we should know what it means. So let me recognize Aham Brahma Asmi. Now we may wonder, what is the connection between our Purusha Yajna and this mantra? That could be a question. The connection is constantly being aware of the Lord itself is making our life into an Yajna. And that is why someone said, Sampado Naiva Sampadaha, Vipado Naiva Vipadaha, Vipat Vismaranam Vishnoho, Sampat Samsmaranam Harehe. Nice sloka. Generally, what we say, that prosperity is sampat and adversity is vipat. That's what we normally say. According to our scriptures, prosperity is not sampat. Adversity is not vipat. Then what is sampat and vipat? Vipat vismaranam vishnoho. Even if you are prosperous, if the Lord is forgotten, life is in danger. Life will stop to be an yajna, will only be an animalistic pursuit. That is Purushartha Ayogyaha Bhavati. So Vishnoho Vismaranam Vipat. Then what is Sampat? Harehe Samsparanam Samsparanam Sampat. Remembering the Lord. That alone is Sampat. Therefore, let me remember the Surya Bhagavan and live long, converting my life into an Yajna. This is the meaning of the two Rig Mantras. With this, the 17th section also is over. Ashtadasha Khandaha. మనో బ్రహ్మేత్యుపాసీత ఇత్యధ్యాత్మం అతాదిదైవతం ఆకాశో బ్రహ్మే ఇత్యుభయ ఇత్యుభయం ఆదిష్టం భవతి అధ్యాత్మం చాదిదైవతం చ. ఇన్ సెక్షన్ 18 and 19, విచ్ హ్యాపన్ టు బి ద లాస్ట్ టూ సెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్, వీ ఆర్ గెటింగ్ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రతీక బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన. బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ ఆన్ అ సింబల్. నౌ ఐ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ యు నో పీపుల్ షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద వర్డ్ టర్మ్స్ ప్రతీకం అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ ద యాస్ అ సింబల్ అండ్ మెడిటేటెడ్ ఆన్. సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఇన్విసిబుల్, సో ప్రతీకం ఈస్ విసిబుల్, ద సింబల్ ఇస్ విసిబుల్, సో వీ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ ద ప్రతీకం. వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆల్ అవర్ టెంపుల్ వర్క్షిప్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఆల్ ఓన్లీ ప్రతీక ఉపాసన. బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ అ శివలింగం అండ్ వీ థింక్ శివా శివా ఇన్వోక్ శివా ఇన్ దాట్. బికాస్ ఐ ఇన్వోక్ ద ఇన్విసిబుల్ లార్డ్ ఇన్ టు ది విసిబుల్ స్టోన్, ఈవెన్ దో ఆల్ పూజాస్ అభిషేకం ప్రేయర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డన్ టు దట్ స్టోన్ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ హియర్ వీ గెట్ టూ ప్రతీక ఉపాసనాస్. ఇన్ వన్ ద ప్రతీక ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి సబ్జెక్టివ్, దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ ఓన్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద ప్రతీకం, సో దట్ వీ విల్ బిగిన్ టు రెస్పెక్ట్ అవర్ మైండ్. సో ఇన్వోక్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇన్ దాట్ మైండ్. సో ఈ బ్రహ్మన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఇన్వోక్డ్ ఇన్ దాట్ మైండ్. హౌ క్లీన్ దట్ మైండ్ షుడ్ బి. సో వీ విల్ డెవలప్ దాట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు దట్ మైండ్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ అధ్యాత్మ ప్రతీక బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన. అండ్ దాట్ ఈస్ ది అది దైవత బ్రహ్మ ప్రతీక ఉపాసన. ఫార్ దాట్ వీ టేక్ సూర్య భగవాన్, సన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ ది ప్రతీకం. సో వన్ ఇస్ ఇంటర్నల్, అనదర్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్. వన్ ఇస్ అధ్యాత్మం, అనదర్ ఇస్ అది దైవం. సో ప్రతీకమ్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ బట్ ద లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్, వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్. అండ్ ద మంత్ర ఈస్ ది ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ టు బోత్ సెక్షన్స్. దట్ ఈస్ వై మనో బ్రహ్మేత్యుపాసీత ఇది అధ్యాత్మం. దట్స్ వాట్ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది అధ్యాత్మ ఉపాసన సబ్జెక్టివ్ మనః. సో బ్రహ్మ ఇది ఉపాసీత మనః, బ్రహ్మ ఇది ఉపాసీత మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ మైండ్ టేకింగ్ ఇట్ టు బీ బ్రహ్మన్. Even though I know my mind has so much all kinds of dirt and all that, but I still invoke Brahman in it. Just like I invoke the Lord in a stone, which is a Jadavastu, and still I worship it. Then, Akashaha Brahma Iti Upasita. This is the Adidaivata Brahma, is Akashaha. Later we will find Akashastha Suryaha. The Surya who is in the Akasha is taken. So both are Adhyatma and Adidaivam. These are the two types of Upasana. Now in the following portion, we get an elaboration of Adhyatma Upasana. And in the next section, we get the elaboration of the Adidaiva Upasana. Even though in this section itself, we will have the combination of both Adhyatma and Adidaiva also briefly, that we will see. Tadeta chatushpad Brahma Vagpadaha ప్రాణపాద చక్షుపాద శ్రోత్రం పాద ఇద్యత్యాత్మం అతాదిదైవతం అగ్నిపాద వాయుపాద ఆదిత్యపాద దిశపాద ఇత్యుభయం ఇద్యుభయం ఏవాదిష్టం భవతి అధ్యాత్మం చ ఏవాదిదైవతం చ అధ్యాత్మం చ ఏవాదిదైవతం చ. Now, this Brahman is popularly known as Chatushpad Brahma with four aspects. We have seen this Gayatri Upasana also, and in Mandukya Upanishad also we saw this Chatushpad Brahma. Since Brahman is to be seen subjectively, we have to take four subjective organs to indicate the four padas of Brahman, four aspects of Brahman. What are they? Vak, Pranaha, Shrotram, and Chakshuho. These are supposed to be the four padas. Vak is the speech, Pranashakti, Shrotram, hearing, and Chakshuho, the seeing. So, four padas of Brahman, which is compared to the mind. Therefore, the total Brahman is compared to the mind, and the four padas of the Brahman is compared to Vak, Prana, Chakshuho, and Shrotram at the subjective level. And at the Adi Daivatam level, the total level, the four padas are the four devatas, namely Agni, Vayu, Aditya, and Dishaha, Dig Devatas. In fact, when we study this, we find Vak is the Prathama Padaha at the subjective level. And the presiding deity for speech, Vak is what? Is Agnihi. So, Agni becomes the Pada at the objective total level. Similarly, prana at subjective level, and prana is the corresponding total. Chakshuhu is the subjective level, aditya is the corresponding total. Shrotram is the subjective level, and Digdevata at the objective level. So these are all the presiding deities at the total levels. Actually, these are all done elaborately in Tattva Bodha. So that's why I always remind our participants to refer to Tattva Bodha as often as you can. What are the individual Vashti Devatas, Samashti Devatas, all are discussed there. So we get both the Adhyatma Upasana and Adi Deva Upasana. Now the elaboration is given in the next section. Vageva Brahmanas Chaturtha Padaha Sognina Jyotisha Bhati Chatapaticha Bhati Chatapaticha Kirtya Yashasha Brahma Varchasena Yayevam Veda Pranayeva Brahmanas Chaturtha Padaha Savayuna Jyotisha Bhati Chatapaticha Bhati Chatapaticha Kirtya Yashasha Brahma Varchasena Yayevam Veda Chakshureva Brahmanas Chaturtha Padaha Sa Adityena Jyotisha Bhaticha Tapaticha Bhaticha Tapaticha Kirtya Yashasha Brahma Varchasena Yayevam Veda Shrotrameva Brahmanas Chaturtha Padaha Sa Digbihi Jyotisha Bhaticha Tapaticha Bhaticha Tapaticha Kirtya Yashasha Brahma Varchasena Yayevam Veda Yayevam Veda Iti Ashtadasha Khandaha. This is the elaboration of the same idea, and the Upasana Palam is also mentioned here. That is, one Brahman is looked at two levels. At Vashti level, individual level, four padas. At the Samashti level, also four padas. And the mantra says, Vashti is blessed by Samashti, the total. So, Vag Bhaticha Tapaticha, Vak Indriyam, is effulgent, functional, because of what? Agni Devata, the corresponding total. Similarly, Pranaha, Chakshushu and Shrotram, they are all given. This is the essence of the mantra. And Bhaticha, Tapaticha is repeated so many times. They shine, Bhaticha, Bhati means they shine and do their function blessed by the total. So, how the Vashti microcosm is blessed by the Samashti macrocosm. And what is the palam of this Upasana? It is Kirtya, Yashasha, Brahma Varchasena, Bhati Cha Tapati Cha. This person also will shine in the society through Kirti, and that is Kirti and Yashas. We have already seen this earlier, both are same only. The Kirti as Paroksha Kirti and another is Aparoksha Kirti. We have seen this. When people praise you in your presence, in your absence, it is called Paroksha Kirti. And when people praise you in your presence, it is called Aparoksha Kirti. So both in front and back. So, Brahma Varchasena, a magnetic personality, you know, this is that also, Brahma Varchas is magnetic personality. So, this is another thing they get. So, all, thus Adhyatma and Adi Daivatam, they are combined in this section. And the next section talks about Adi Daivatam also. So, these two sections are often quoted by Shankaracharya and other Acharyas also as an example of Pratika Upasana. The last section, Ekona Vimshakhandaha. Aditya Brahmetya Deshaha Tasyopavyakyanam Asadeva Idamagra Asiyete Tatsadasiyete Tatsamabhavate Tadandam Niravartatam Tatsamvatsarasya Matrama Shayatam Tannirabidyatam Te anda kapale rajatam cha suvarnam cha abhavatamam tad rajatagum seyam prithivim tad suvarnagum sadhyauhum yajjarayute parvataham yadulbam samedho niharaha ya damanayasta nadyaham yadvasteyamudakagum sasamudraha atayattadajayatam sosavadityaham Tamjaya manam, Gosha ululava, Anuda tishtanem, Sarvanicha bhutani, Sarvecha kamaha, Tasma tatsyodayam pratim, Pratyayanam pratim, Gosha ululavaha, Anutishtanti, Sarvanicha bhutani, Sarvecha kamaha, Saya etamevam vidwan, Adityam, Brahmetupastem, Abhyasho hayate, Yenagum sadavo goshaha. Acha gacheyuho ಉಪಚ ನಿಮ್ರೇಡೇರನ್ ನಿಮ್ರೇಡೇರನ್ ಇತಿ ಏಕೋನ ವಿಂಶ ಖಂಡಃ. ಹಿಯರ್ ಅನದರ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್, ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಪ್ರತೀಕೆ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆದಿದೈವ ಉಪಾಸನ. ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲಿ ದಟ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ, ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅನ್ ಎಗ್. ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ದ ಎಗ್ ಕಮ್? ಫೋರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್? ಅಸದೇವ ಆಸೀತ್ ದ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಅವ್ಯಾಕೃತ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ವೆನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇನ್ ಅನ್ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಸದ್ ಆಸೀತ್, ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತಂ ಈಸ್ ಎಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಯಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಬೌಟ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸದ್ ಆಸೀತ್. ದೆನ್ ಸತ್ ಸಮ ಅಭವತ್, ಸಂಭವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟ್ಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಪ್ರೌಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಂ ನಿರವರ್ತತ, ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಉತ್ಪತ್ತಿ, ದಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಈಸ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೋಕಲ್ ಎಗ್. ದಿಸ್ ಎಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೋವರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೆಗ್, ಎಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್, ಲೋವರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿದಿನ್. ದೆನ್ ದ್ಯಾರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಔಟರ್ ಥಿಕ್ಕರ್ ಲೇಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಥಿನ್ನರ್ ಮೆಂಬ್ರೇನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಎಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸೊ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಲೇಯರ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ದ ಎಗ್, ದಿ ಬ್ರೇಕಿಂಗ್ ವೋಂಟ್ ಬಿ ಯೂನಿಫಾರ್ಮ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅ ಕಾರುಗೇಟೆಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಎಗ್, ದಿ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ್ಯೌಹ್, ದಿ ಹೆವೆನ್ಸ್, ಊರ್ಧ್ವ ಭಾಗ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಏನೋ ಸ್ವರ್ಣಮಯ ಭಾಗಂ, ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಗೋಲ್ಡನ್ ಕಲರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಪೃಥಿವಿ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಲೋವರ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದ ಎಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್, ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಪರ್ವತಾಸ್. ಯು ನೋ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಇಟ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಪರ್ವತಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದ ಮೌಂಟನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರಬಲ್ ಟು ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ಥಿಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಎಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಮೆಂಬ್ರೇನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಗ್, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ನೀಹಾರಹ ಸ ಮೇಘ, ದ ಡ್ಯೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೈ ಅಲಾಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಕ್ಲೌಡ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಗ್, ದ ಬರ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಅ ರೆಪ್ಟೈಲ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್, ದ ಬ್ಲಡ್ ವೆಸಲ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ದಿ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ನಾಡ್ಯ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಧಮ್ನಯ, ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಧಮನೀಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಲಡ್ ವೆಸಲ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಲಿಕ್ವಿಡ್ ಪೋರ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಎಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಂಪರಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಮುದ್ರ, ದ ಓಷನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಲುಕ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ. ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಅಂಡ ಇಸ್ ಎಗ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಎಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್ ದ ಬರ್ಡ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರೋಕನ್, ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸ್ತುತಿ, ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ. ಸೂರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪುತ್ರ, ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠ ಪುತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಇಮಂ ವಿವಸ್ವತೆ ಯೋಗಂ ಪ್ರೋಕ್ತವಾನಹಮವ್ಯಯಂ. ಸೊ ವಿವಸ್ವಾನ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಮೈ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಟಾಟ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಟು ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್, ಹೂ ಟಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್. ವೈ? ಈವನ್ ಆಂಜನೇಯ ಇಸ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಹವ್ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ದರ್ ಬಿ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್. ದರ್ ಬಿ ಪಾರ್ಟಿ, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ನೈಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವೃದ್ಧಿ, ವೃದ್ಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಭಿವೃದ್ಧಿ. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ದ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ನಾಯ್ಸಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೈಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಸ್ಲೀಪ್, ಕ್ವೈಟ್. ಒನ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್, ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಬರ್ತ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್, ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ನಾಯ್ಸಿ, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ರಿಜಾಯ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಟು ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್. ಸೋ ಬಿಗ್ ನಾಯ್ಸ್, ಘೋಷಃ, ಸೋ ಉಲೂಲವಃ, ಸೋ ಉಲೂಲವ ಉರೂರವಃ, ಸೋ ಘೋಷ ಉಲೂಲವಃ ಅನುತಿಷ್ಠನ್ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಚ ಭೂತಾನಿ ಸರ್ವೇ ಚ ಕಾಮಾಹ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್, ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಲೈಫ್. ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ನಾಯ್ಸಿ ಥಿಂಗ್. ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠ ಪುತ್ರ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಆದಿತ್ಯ, ಸೂರ್ಯ ಆದಿತ್ಯೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತಿ ಆದೇಶ, ಒನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ಸಂಧ್ಯಾವಂದನ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ಷೇಪ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಲಂ? ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್, ಅಭ್ಯಾಶೋಹ ಎತ್ ஏனகும் சாதவோ கோஷாக ஆகச்சேயு உபச்ச நிம்ரே ரே நிம்ரே டேரன்னு நிம்ரே டேரன்னு த பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தி சூரிய உபாசனா இஸ் சூரிய பிரம்ம உபாசனா தட் இஸ் வாட் இட் இஸ் சூரிய உபாசனா ஆர் சூரிய பிரம்ம உபாசனா வி வில் ஹியர் ஒன்லி குட் சவுண்ட்ஸ் பத்ரம் கர்ணேபிகி ஸ்ருணுயாம ஆல்வேஸ் குட் வேர்ட்ஸ் குட் சவுண்ட்ஸ் ஒன்லி வி ஹியர் மங்கள வாக்கியம் வி வில் நாட் ஹியர் எனி அன்னெசரி கிரைஸ் டர்ட்டி லாங்குவேஜ் நன் ஆஃப் தோஸ் திங்ஸ் வி ஒன்ட் பி இன் அ கம்பெனி ஆஃப் பீப்புள் ஹூ யூஸ் சச் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் லாங்குவேஜஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தேட் ஸோ ஐ வில் ஹியர் ஆல் குட் சாது கோஷாக ஒன்லி ஐ வில் ஹியர் Not only I will hear noble words, all those words will give me also happiness. Whom? Nimre Deran means Sukhayati. It will give me a lot of pleasure, comfort, peace. So all those words which give me comfort, pleasure and peace, I will hear only such words. And Nimre Deran is repeated to indicate the end of the 19th section. And also the third chapter that we know in every place when the section comes to an end or a chapter comes to an end, the words are repeated to indicate the end. So with this, the third chapter of Chandogya is also over. So we will take the fourth chapter in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasa maheshwaraha sri krishna arpanamastu narayana. We won't have class maybe for the next 2 weeks because I'll be traveling and he will give the